All right, buckle up, everybody. Let's dive deep into a story so wild it'll make your head spin.
Sounds intriguing.
We're talking about Eugene Bullard.
Oh, wow. Now that's a name that deserves to be known better. A true legend.
And his life, let me tell you, puts any comic book hero to shame.
Okay, you've got my attention. I'm ready for this.
Born back in 1895 in Columbus, Georgia.
Okay, so right from the start, we're talking about a time and place where, let's be honest, being black in America was rough, to put it mildly.
Right. And Eugene faced that racism head on right from childhood. But here's the thing, it's like those challenges, they fueled him.
Yeah, I get that. Like, instead of breaking him, they made him stronger, forged his spirit.
Exactly. He was running away from home as a kid multiple times.
Whoa. That's a powerful statement right there. Running away to escape, to find a what? A chance at a life free from that suffocating prejudice.
I think so. To find something better. Imagine the courage it took to stow away on a ship heading for Europe.
That's incredible. I mean, the sheer determination. He wasn't just running, he was leaping into the unknown.
It blows my mind just thinking about it. To be so young, facing such overwhelming obstacles, and saying, I'm out of here. I'm going to make my own path.
You gotta wonder if he knew, even then, that he was destined for greatness.
Right. And think about the jobs he took. Longshoreman, for one. Hard labor. Built up some serious strength there.
Which, by the way, came in handy later on. He was a boxer, right?
Yep. Pretty successful one, too. In France, no less.
Oh, interesting. So he ends up in France. Okay, tell me about his boxing style. Did it mirror his personality at all?
I've read that he was agile, powerful, kind of like a mix of dodging obstacles and then delivering a knockout punch when needed. Does that sound right?
Absolutely. Like, he'd learned to navigate a world that was constantly trying to knock him down, but he kept bobbing and weaving, coming back stronger.
He wasn't just in the ring to win. He was proving something.
Proving he belonged, that he wouldn't be defined by others' limitations.
Exactly. But then, get this, he discovers a whole new passion, aviation.
Flying? That's quite a leap from the boxing ring. What drew him to it?
Think about it, early aviation. It was all about freedom, adventure, pushing boundaries.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. For Eugene, it must have felt like a way to rise above, literally, the prejudice that grounded him.
I think you nailed it. And then World War I breaks out. He's just 17.
17, and he enlists.
In the French Foreign Legion.
Wow. Even though he wasn't technically old enough?
Talk about commitment. I mean, the
Yeah.
French Foreign Legion, those guys were known for their intensity.
No kidding. Brutal training, fierce loyalty, often thrown into the most dangerous situations.
And Bullard, he's right there with them, fighting at the Battle of Verdun.
Verdun, that was one of the most horrific battles of the war. The trenches, the constant bombardment. Just brutal.
And yet he not only survives, he excels, which I think speaks volumes about what was coming next for him.
You're talking about his time as a pilot.
You know it. The skills he learned in the trenches, the discipline, the strategic thinking.
All came into play when he joined the French Air Service.
And boom, becomes the first African American fighter pilot ever.
Seriously, think about that. In that era, he breaks racial barriers and takes to the skies. That's amazing.
Learned himself a pretty chilling nickname, Black Swallow of Death. What a name.
He wasn't just defying gravity, he was defying expectations and succeeding. He was shooting down enemy planes.
Imagine the courage it took, the prejudice, the danger, but he flew anyway.
That's Eugene Bullard in a nutshell, always pushing limits.
And this, believe it or not, is just the beginning. His life takes him from the mud and blood of the trenches to the glamorous world of 1920s Paris.
Hold on, from war hero to what's next for him?
Well, let's just say the Black Swallow lands in a very different kind of battlefield, the nightlife scene.
Okay, now you've got me hooked. Tell me more. Nightlife, huh? That's quite a change of pace. So tell me about this club, Le Grand Duc. What made it so special?
Well, for starters, it wasn't just a place to drink and dance. It was like this cultural melting pot, attracting all sorts of people, artists, writers, musicians. Even Josephine Baker was a regular.
Wow, Josephine Baker. So we're talking about a really happening place. And this is what, the Roaring Twenties, the Harlem Renaissance is in full swing.
Exactly. And remember, Paris was kind of this hub for all that creativity and
Oh,
energy.
yeah, for sure. A lot of Black American artists and intellectuals flocked to Paris during that time. They found more freedom and acceptance there.
And Bullard's club, Le Grand Duc, it became this bridge between cultures, a place where people from all walks of life could mix and mingle, celebrate their differences.
It's incredible to think about. Here's a man who faced so much discrimination back in the States, and he creates this this haven for diversity in Paris.
It's almost like a big screw you to the prejudice he experienced. Like, I'll show you what real inclusion looks like.
I mean, it's not just a statement. It's a success. He's thriving, owning a popular club. That takes business savvy.
Oh, yeah. He's a sharp guy. Always thinking, always moving. Which, by the way, comes in handy when World War II breaks out.
Oh, no. Not another war. What happens to Eugene?
Well, you know him. Doesn't back down from a challenge. Instead, he joins the French resistance, uses his nightclub as a cover for espionage.
Whoa, hold on. Are we talking like dot spy stuff, secret meetings, coded messages, that kind of thing?
You got it. He was gathering intel, passing along information, all under the noses of the Nazis.
And remember that German he picked up years ago?
Comes in handy, right? Fluent German, running a nightclub and working with the resistance. Talk about a triple life.
It's mind-blowing, risking everything for what he believed in. I mean, this is seriously dangerous stuff. We're talking about capture, torture.
It's true. But Buller doesn't hesitate. He's already proven himself in one war. He's not about to sit this one out.
He's fiercely loyal to France, his adopted home. It's a powerful statement.
It is. But get this, after the war, after all he's done, he returns to the U.S.
And how is he received? Like a hero, right?
Well, not exactly. Here's a guy who fought for freedom, risked his life multiple times, and what does he get? Indifference.
Wait, what? Are you serious?
I wish I wasn't. Racism, it's still there. He's basically treated like a second-class citizen.
After everything he's done, it's just, it's heartbreaking. You'd think his service, his heroism, would transcend any prejudice.
You'd think. But it's a harsh reminder that progress isn't always a straight line. It's a painful lesson.
And how many other heroes are out there, their stories forgotten or ignored because of their race? It makes you wonder.
It makes you wonder how we choose to remember history. Whose stories get told, whose voices get amplified, whose get silenced. It's a challenge.
A big one. To look beyond the dominant narratives to make sure we're not erasing entire groups of people from the historical record. It's about giving voice to the silenced.
And Bullard's story, it's just one example. Mm-hmm. A powerful one, but still. Yeah. It makes you think, how much more is out there waiting to be discovered?
Right. Waiting to challenge our assumptions, to broaden our understanding of the past, and to inspire us to create a better future.
Exactly. So while his wartime exploits are incredible and his business success is impressive, there's something else about Bullard that I think is just as important to talk about.
Oh, like what else is there to this incredible man? Fill me in. Okay, so what else? What else is there to Eugene Bullard besides the war hero, the entrepreneur?
Well, think about it. This is a man who's lived a life most of us can only imagine. Escaped racism, fought in two world wars, ran a successful nightclub.
Right. Like the stories he must have had, the experiences.
Exactly. And from all accounts, he was incredibly charismatic. The kind of guy who could walk into a room and light it up.
I bet he was a fantastic storyteller. I can just picture him at Le Grand Duc, holding court, captivating everyone with his tales.
Oh, absolutely. With a twinkle in his eye and a way of making you feel like you were right there with him, experiencing it all firsthand.
He must have had a unique perspective on life, having seen both the best and worst of humanity.
For sure. The horrors of war, the joys of success, the constant struggle against prejudice, it all shaped him.
You gotta wonder, how did he deal with all that darkness? Did he ever use humor as a coping mechanism?
From what I've read, Bullard definitely had a sharp wit. He was known for his quick comebacks, his ability to find humor even in the most difficult situations.
Wow, that's impressive. It's like he refused to let the world steal his joy.
Exactly. To face so much adversity and still maintain a sense of humor. That's true strength.
Yeah, it takes a special kind of resilience. And it speaks to his character. He wasn't going to let prejudice define him or break him.
He chose joy. He chose connection.
Yeah.
Even in a world that often tried to push him down.
His story is so inspiring. It's a reminder that we all have a choice in how we respond to challenges.
We can let them break us, or we can use them to become even stronger.
And Bullard's life is proof that true strength isn't about physical power or social status. It's about the resilience of the human spirit.
It's about holding on to hope, even when the world seems determined to extinguish it.
Well said. And as we wrap up our deep dive into Eugene Bullard's life, I'm left feeling, I don't know, a mix of awe and gratitude.
Me too. Awe at his extraordinary accomplishments and gratitude for the legacy he left behind.
He challenged the status quo, embraced diversity, and fought for a more just world.
His life is a powerful reminder that we all have the capacity to make a difference. no matter how big or small our actions may seem.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the lessons he taught us about resilience, about hope, about the power of the human spirit to overcome adversity.
Eugene Bullard's story is a beacon of hope, reminding us that even in the darkest of times, we can find strength in our shared humanity.
And inspiration in the courage of those who came before us.
Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey. We hope you've been as inspired by Eugene Bullard's life as we have.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep striving for a world where everyone has the opportunity to soar.